I feel like there's two ways to review something.
Okay.
The first way is the sort of Roger Ebert, like, understand it within the context of what it is way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the sort of more subjective, what do I rate this thing?
I feel like you just said the same thing.
No. Ebert does a very good job of the context of the thing as it exists in its place in the world.
Oh, right.
And versus one's personal relationship with that thing. Like if I was a movie reviewer, I'd be like, oh, it's a horror movie. 1 out of 5.
Because you don't like horror movies.
Yeah. But, like, maybe it's a good movie for a horror movie.
Sure.
And I feel like as we've been going on Thick Quest, I've been, like, reviewing some of our reviews, I'm struck by the subjectivity of them.
I was thinking
we're not trying to rate them in terms of, like, how good of a kind of restaurant they are, but just where do they fit within our very specific lifestyles.
Yeah, I think that we've been good about being transparent about that.
Well, sure.
Or communicating that as the point.
It's just a different way of, like, when you see a rating, you kind of think of it as, like, what's the quality of this place?
Right.
But I'm like, it kind of, if what you make isn't something I like, it doesn't matter how good it is.
I was thinking about how we've basically only had, like, 1 or 2 dishes from each of the places, too, which doesn't, you know, you could never review a restaurant based on 1 or 2 dishes. You have to have 7 of them or 8 of them or try, you know, all of their hits or whatever. And then
how did you do that when you were a restaurant reviewer in the cosmopolitan city of
Toronto? I was given a little budget.
But how do you eat 7 things?
You bring friends.
Oh.
Yeah. I was very, very popular when I was in Toronto. I had friends, but people were like, we're gonna go eat free all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy started feeling so guilty about it that he bought me a $200 corkscrew.
Which but you're like, it's not my money. I don't care.
Some of it was my money. I'd have to pay out of pocket. It wasn't a good deal for me. Because it was an alternative weekly paper. So it's not that they were like, it was fucking $3,000 to go in.
But reputationally, it was good for you.
It was good for you, yeah. It was
got you on Food Jammers, for example.
It's true. Do people know what that is?
I don't know. It's one of the greatest television shows ever made.
You should look it up on YouTube. It's great.
We've got about 30 seconds left to talk about Coral Reef.
I have a very short review of it.
Hit me.
It's like Waterlogged Panda Express, and I give it a 3 out of 5.
I think I enjoyed it. I don't eat Chinese food very much, like, mm-hmm. especially like kind of that traditional American service style, you know, restaurant. I liked it. I think it, for me, it's a 2 out of 5. I don't think I would go back.
It might be a 2 out of 5 for me. They were so nice at the restaurant.
Yeah, and was the vibe nice in there?
It was fine. Mainly, there was a pile of loose fortune cookies, and I said, can I have one? And the woman was like, you want just one? And then she pushed 10 of them toward me.
And there's still a whole bowl of them over here.
And for that, I'd take a bullet for her.
Or give her an extra star.